know, Bess was wearing a necklace almost exactly like that, and they photographs up at the main house. You aren't stealing from the dead, are you?
No. She gave it to me.
When would that have been?
Before she left?
Oh, it's a special gift. Why would she do that if she were only going to go for a couple of days?
Detective.
They weren't coming back, were they?
Jess. We need to talk.
I think we're done here.
So we just finished dying, she saw.
The guy. Back at the drawings of the ponytail, I saw him at the motel room to speak to the manager. So Vera had to know something before she came into the station that day.
That's with Tier, right? Gave away a necklace just before they took off. And that plus no luggage for Julian. I don't think they were planning on coming back.
They were escaping.
Yeah.
This whole trip to Niagara Falls is part of the hoax.
Okay.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Well, it's never what you expect, I guess.
Just keep walking.
Curious about Bess and Adam. How long did they live there?
Adam only a few months. Bess has been here since her early 20s. The work's completely transformed it. I saw it myself.
So when you talk about the work, what does that mean exactly?
It's easier to experience than it is to explain. We all have a shadow. All the good and bad inside that we try to hide. We shine a light on that shadow. You encounter parts of yourself you never knew were there. Not for the faint of heart, but it's rewarding, powerful. It teaches you how to trust yourself.
Thank you. treat. Fellow insomniac.
Not quite morning, is it? Fresh pie.
Excellent, thank you. You bed okay? You comfortable?
Oh, it's fine. It's all good.
So, you're wrapping things up with the case, huh?
Well, not quite. We're getting there, though.
You press charges, though?
Yep.
Heather seems like she's got a good handle on things now, thanks to you. You know, I just want to say, you shouldn't feel like you have to stay.
I don't.
Don't get me wrong, I love having you here. But I realize that it's not exactly fun for you to be here.
It's fine. I'm fine. It's overdue.
Still, I just don't want you to feel obligated. We'll be fine.
I'd like to stay a bit longer. That's okay.
All right. One condition, though. You gotta go with me to this Rotary Club social this week. Give us a chance to welcome you back home.
Okay.
In just a moment, but first, this breaking news. We are live at the Rockford Lodge, where, according to sources, a 13-year-old boy poisoned the couple posing as his parents en route to Niagara Falls. Now, all three were supposedly members of Mosswood Grove.
I keep thinking about that rock in the barn. What do you think that's about?
No idea. Look like Stonehenge or something.
It's an altar, maybe, or symbol of something.
Symbol of what?
Yeah. Did you report any of this to Liddell?
He's gonna want me to claim this as a win. You already have everything we need.
No. That Adam Lowry, Bess Materia, they were escaping from something, and Vera Walker tried to cover it up. Julian, they took him for some reason, so...
And he murdered them. And confess to it. It's also that simple.
You know it isn't. When a boy that young kills, it's really never just his fault. Whatever is going on in Mosswood, Julian's in the thick of it. So it's not the time to stop asking questions.
I know.
Like with that classmate of yours, the one that joined Mosswood after he graduated, what happened there?
Well, there's nothing there. It's a lost cause.
Keeps you looking to it.
It's a lost cause.
Okay.
Sue Walker.
Really?
Hello?
What the hell are you people doing to my son?
What are you talking about?
He's 13. He is a child. Now you want to try him as an adult?
His case is in family court.
Not anymore, is it? What did you tell the DA? After you searched our home, what did you tell him?
I didn't tell him anything. Nothing. No.
What was that about?
Julian.